And if you were somebody asked you how many miles it is from here to Oswego, they might also, another way of asking that question, they might say, how
far is it?
How far is it to
Oswego?
And
you could, should say how many miles I expect, but if you were
either way, I guess. Mm-hmm. You found something on the floor here. You say, "Hey, what? Look, look." You say, "Look here."
Look what I found, or what?
Would you say, "Look here," or "Look at here," or "Look at here"?
Look here.
Look here.
Look at here. I think.
You say, "Look at here."
I'd say, "Look here."
And somebody asks you, how many times a week do you go to town? They might also ask you, another way of asking the same question, how many times a week do you go to town? Another way of asking the same question would be, how often
you go to town? How often you go to town?
Somebody says, "I'm not going to do it," and you're not going to do it either. Would you say, me neither, or nor I either? What would be likely? You can check each other on this one. What would he say? Me neither?
Neither will I.
Neither will I. This is my...
For it.
This is my left ear. This is my...
Right ear.
Didn't shave lately. I might have a heavy...
Beard? Whiskers?
And my tongue is in my...
Mouth?
And these are my
teeth.
And this is one. Just one.
Tooth.
And my teeth are growing in my except
gum. Gum.
And this is my hand. These are my fingers. This is my
palm. Sunday.
And these are my two
fists. That's what Patterson used last night.
That and a long count, or some kind of a count.
Yeah,
I don't know what that
that's
was.
Right.
We didn't see it, of course.
It was on radio, I guess.
It was radio, yeah.
The way the announcer talked, something was wrong there.
Well, yes, I know when we went off, I heard the news. Did you get that? The last few words, the announcer said something, there's something doing or something.
Oh, I see. But
this is my arm. I have a bone here and a bone here, but where they come together, it's an
elbow.
And it's called, elbow's not a bone, it's sort of a
joint.
And this is my
chest.
And these are my two
shoulders.
And if I had a great deal of muscle, which I don't, but if I had a great deal of muscle, you'd say he's not weak, but he's very
strong.
And a very old lady. Would you say of her? Well, she certainly is. She gets around very well. Puts the younger people to shame. You say she's quite
spry, probably.
You'd say spry. Or say quite lively, or spry would be most
funny.
Spry.
Be right now.
Spry is probably the one you use. Somebody asks you to walk through the cemetery at midnight, and you say, "Oh no, I can't do that. I'm
scared, afraid."
We have quite a walk, but we were going to walk, wouldn't we?
Well, he said, "I remember the time when you weren't afraid. In other words, you didn't." Didn't used to be afraid? Would that sound like anything you'd use? He didn't used to be afraid.
Huh.
Would you say he didn't used to be, or I didn't used to be afraid, but I am now? What I'm after is that didn't used to be. Does that sound natural in your language? Would you have used that?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've used that a lot.
Person who does a sloppy job with his work, you might say he's